Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Free Public Library Director Debbie Stanton about what they're doing for the eclipse happening in August.
Coming up in a couple of weeks is a special event that we'll be able to see from here in Washington. Can you explain what's going to be happening?
Yes, so we are super excited that Washington is on the path of the eclipse. We're not in the totality, so where it's going to be completely covered by the moon, but we will have a really great kind of front row seat to the eclipse here in Washington. So the library wanted to do something just fun to kind of celebrate that. So the first thing we thought of was having a speaker come and talk about, you know, just a little bit about the history of eclipses and to talk about just the sun in general and some science-y type things. So on Monday, August 14th, that's the Monday before the eclipse. So the eclipse is on a Monday. This is the Monday before, August 14th at 12 o'clock. We are having an astronomy professor, Stephen Spangler from University of Iowa Astronomy Department, that's going to come and talk about just basically a solar program and talk about the eclipse in general. So he's excited to come down to Washington. Apparently he knows a few people in Washington and he's never actually gotten a chance to visit. So this, I think, will be really educational for adults and kids too.
And it's right before school starts.
Exactly. Yeah. So everything, I mean, the eclipse, everything was like timed out perfectly. So it's before school starts. So we're super excited about that. That's the Monday before. Then the eclipse itself is going to be on Monday, August 21st. Maximum coverage for the eclipse in Washington is at 1:12 p.m. So that's, you know, if you only get a split second, you know, you can walk out of work and hopefully get your glasses downtown, because we'll have eclipse viewing glasses. Because it's, since we don't have totality, you actually can't look at it with just your bare eyes. So you've got to use something to protect your eyes.
Because you'll be looking at the sun partially.
Exactly, yeah. So we do have, we were able to get a kit of 200 eclipse viewing glasses that will provide free of charge for people if you make it downtown. But really, this kind of event has gotten bigger and bigger. So all of our staff members were really excited about it. So we decided to start at 11 o'clock and do some kind of pre-eclipse party stuff. So Jolisa is going to do a story time at that time, about 11 o'clock. And then we started getting on the theme of like sun and kind of solar things in general. And so she had the idea of like, oh, what if we had bags of sun chips? What if we had moon pies? You know, so we're going to have a bunch of snacks that are kind of fit with that theme. And then we started thinking about all the music that has to do with like the sun or the moon. So we're going to have music playing. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have a craft, or possibly even a few crafts at that time. So that's going to go from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
So it's a whole party.
Exactly. Downtown party in the park. We really hope there's going to be good weather and no clouds. You know, we all have to be praying no clouds so that we can view it fully. And yeah, if you come down totally free of charge and you'll get your eclipse viewing glasses, really during that entire time, you'll be able to, you know, watch at least part of it. So if you can only come down at the early part or the later part, you'll still be able to see quite a bit of the eclipse.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Washington Free Public Library, Debbie Stanton, talking about what's going to be happening when the eclipse happens in August. The best time to see the eclipse will be at 1:12 in the afternoon that Monday. The total eclipse will be seen over portions of the United States. Although Washington won't be in the total eclipse area, we will still be able to witness most of the eclipse. For those wishing to see the eclipse directly, protective eyewear is recommended. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.